scapula are going to be viewed like little boats or barges. They do look like that. And they're floating on water between them and the ribs. And we're going to watch them float down to the sit bones first. And then they're going to take another journey. We'll start all over. They'll float down to the distal ends of the femur bones. And then the third journey, they'll float down to the heels. Now, this is a very sophisticated image in that there's a lot in it, because the sit bones are not going to remain as a stationary target as the scapula are floating down to them, but rather the sit bones are going to be elongating, playing tag almost with them, except in a straight line, moving down. So the scapula never really catch up with the sit bones, because the sit bones are going to be lengthening even as the scapula float down toward them. The same thing is true of the distal ends of the femur bone. They're going to be elongating as the sit bones try to catch up with them. But it's a game that is never completed. Sit bones are chasing first, the scapula are chasing first the sit bones, which move away from them, then the distal ends of the femur bones, and then the same thing with the heels. The heels are going to be moving down also, down. All right, that pretty much is going to occupy us for constructive rest. Let's go into the constructive rest position, take partners, and I will lead you through this. As you go into constructive rest, I want part of getting into the rest position to be first without being tied or without the padding under your feet. I want you to do a couple of rolls to each side. I think that will help to center you so that you don't just go into the position four square. So let's do that. Do we have to take the benches? All right. That was pretty quick. You're going to lie on your back, and first thing to do, I want you to roll a couple times to each side and roll to center your ribs. Just do that to get a centering of the ribs. As you take your weight onto your side, onto the sides of the ribs, let that thrust the ribs into the spine. Play with that for a moment. As you roll over onto your side, let the counter thrust from the floor push your ribs into your spine. Okay, for this particular one, I want you to complete the turn. What you did is fine, that's another thing. That's right. Now come back onto your back and notice how easy it is to do the rolling, how everything comes together that way. Do it a couple of times to each side. Let the rolling center the ribs in the sockets there, in the spine. And then when you've done it a couple of times or so to each side, go on your back into constructive rest, and we'll put the pads under the head and balls of the feet and tie the ties around the legs. I'll tie you in.
Great tie, look at that tie.
That's a,
isn't it neat?
Yeah. It's quite something.
I know, I thought, oh, that would be good. That's good.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. That'll be fine, I'll get that loose. Let's try just a little more flexion here. I just want to see. How's it feel? Does it feel all right? Good. All right. You have a partner, Soto? Oh, good. All right. Now you're getting lined up, and your head is between the sit bones. Okay. Now, the first thing that we're going to do is to insert the imaginary sponge between the scapula and the ribs in the medial or the dorsal border of the scapula. Now, the tactile aid that we're going to give is to, first of all, take our fingers and run them around the borders of the scapula. Let me show you on the skeleton here. You'll just take your fingers and run them around the borders of the scapula, the inner border, and then the tip below, and then the outside border, and then up over the rim of the scapula here. That's called the spine of the scapula, the top of it. And then after you've done that, you're going to insert your fingers between the border of the scapula and the ribs. All right, I'm going to work with my partner now. The tactile part of going around the scapula is simply to help create the location for your partner. Okay, now I am inserting my fingers between the scapula and the ribs, and if your partner's muscle organization and or structure doesn't permit your fingers to get in there, usually you get in about a quarter of an inch or so, or a little less, a little more. But if that area doesn't permit you to get your fingers in, then just touch the medial border there, the dorsal border, and point toward the outside or laterally, and your partner can use the image of the sponge from that tactile aid. Whatever tactile aid you're getting now, see the sponge slipping from the inner border to the outer one, and it's between the scapula and the ribs. And that's in itself is a very good image even before you watch it expand, because you can think of the sponge like a little bed between the scapula and the ribs. And it's a soft support against which the scapula can rest. Okay. Now watch that sponge expanding, water in there. See the soft space that the expanding sponge creates. Now, let's rub that area. Remove your hand from there just to restore circulation. Okay, we'll go to the other side now. First of all, run your fingers around the borders of the scapula, the inner, the top, the outer. Touch that lower tip. Bring that to your partner's attention. And then, when you've done all that, let's insert the fingers between the scapula and the ribs. That's that inner border. And of course, if you're doing that, your fingers are pointing toward the outside border. If you're not able to get your fingers in there, again, just touch that inner border pointing toward the outside. And your partner thinks of a little sponge slipping up under the scapula, moving outward. And when you are able to see the sponge between the scapula and the ribs, think of that as a soft separation between scapula and ribs. It's a nice support. Soft support against which the scapula can rest. Then imagine the sponge getting wet, water comes in, the sponge expands, getting thicker and thicker and thicker. Okay, now let's rub that area. Now we're going to work on the shoulder blades as little barges or boats. And for this, we're going to see them move down to the three points, which I showed you earlier. And then the first point is the sit bones. Now, here is what I would do to establish that. Let's first of all, you may have to move your partner's arms over their bodies just to get to the scapula, but I want to take the hands and run them down the shoulders to the sit bones about two or three times to establish what that is. That the shoulder blades are floating, There's water between them. They're floating down to the sit bones. Now, the sit bones, as I explained to you, are going to be extending themselves even as the scapulae float down toward them. So touch the sit bones now, and your partner can think of the sit bones elongating. Now, to expedite the process, will you round your lips and blow through an imaginary straw? Blow. Okay, now just let your breath be automatic. We'll do that excursion again. Just a moment, we'll let the breath re-establish itself. Now, let's round the lips and blow through the imaginary straw, and the sit bones go down to the shoulder blades are flowing down to the sit bones, which elongate to the heels and beyond. Blow. Okay. Now, while the breath is reestablishing itself, let's do the tactile aid for the scapula going down to the distal ends of the femur bones. You can take your hands and run them over the shoulder blades now, going down to the lower ends of your femur bones and back of the knees. You do that two or three times. Then, just put your hands under your partner's knees, just as you do when you put the pants legs over the hanger. Now, as you are getting this tactile aid, think of the knee ends of the femur bones extending. I'm also giving a very slight bit of support here, as I do with the hanger, just a little tiny bit. And I'm supporting that on my femur heads. Okay. All right, now watch the shoulder blades floating down to the elongating femur bones here. Blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Okay, let your breath be automatic. We can release our tactile aid for a moment now while the breath is reestablishing itself. Once again, let's just lift up. Watch the femur bones elongating at the knee ends and see the scapula floating toward them like little barges, but never quite catching up. Blow through the straw, blow. This time the scapula are going to float to the heels. So let's start again with the scapula. Come down the body all the way to the heels. that two or three times to establish the moving tactile aid for the heels, for the trip to the heels. Now, since the heels are going to be elongating, touch them. Put your fingers on the mat and run the fingers to the heels. And this is a long trip for the scapula. They're going to be floating to the heels, which are moving away, elongating away from them. And that happens as you blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Now, once again, let's watch. The scapula has barges floating down to the heels, but don't blow yet. You want to wait for another breath to take place, another one or two, just so the breath reestablishes itself. Remember not to do forced exhalations one after the other unless you allow two or three breaths to happen in between. Okay, we're ready for another one now. Let's watch the barges floating to the elongating heels. Blow. Okay. Now we're going to come up to the head. And the image I want to do here is to see the shoulders here as epaulets with the tassels on them, which would include the arms. So you run your hands over the top of the shoulders, down through the arms and fingertips. Then you take the palms of your hands and put them on the tops of the shoulders with the little finger edges to the neck and move the hands outward, indicating that the shoulders as epaulets or any soft material you like are widening away from the base of the neck. Then you can put your hands or fingers, I use my thumbs, on the tops of the shoulders close to the base of the neck and watch the epaulets widening away from the base of the neck from this stationary tactile aid. That's it, Jamie. Now you're letting it out. Very good. You can think of the epaulets either extending or growing from the base of the neck or releasing from the base of the neck or melting from the base of the neck. Any of those verbs that you'd like to use is fine. Use what appeals to you. Okay, Now, let's move the wrinkles of the collar upward back here. Running your fingers up the cervical spine from the shoulder level to the base of the skull. Then will you see the head as a front half and a back half? Back half behind the cardinal coronal plane, front half in front of it. And imagine that the back half is sliding upward and the tactile aid is just to run your hands gently up the back of the skull from the base of the skull. You can actually start that really with the smoothing of the collar upward and then on up the back of the skull. And then exert a little pressure on this. I'm pulling now on the skull from the base. And we'll watch the collar smoothing up the back and the back half of the head sliding up as if it were releasing upward, that is, toward the wall behind it. At the same time, the spine is lengthening. The tailbone is growing longer. Okay. Now, let's just let our partners, let them assimilate. We'll take the ties off our partners' legs. Now, put your arms down by your sides and roll over to one side or the other and just stay on your side for a moment. Just rest on your ribs. Now, we're going to do a little rocking of our partner. We're just going to rock our partner very gently. Now, I want you to roll back onto your back. And you can leave your legs extended for this position. We're going to do the same thing. We're just going to rock our partners very gently. Okay, now roll over to one side or the other and then onto your hands and knees. Sit back on your heels and fold the trunk of your body onto your thighs. Feet extended. And you can think of the knee ends of the femur bones extending Okay, now, pass those planes through the creases, let them come out the buttocks. Now let's watch the barges, the shoulder blades, barges floating down to the heels as you unfold. Watch the shoulder blades floating down to the heels as you unfold. Now, as you stand on your knees, imagine the back half of your head sliding up. Bring one leg under and forward. Now you're going to use the same technique you did from changing to sitting to standing. You're going to push from the floor into the acetabulum. That's going to bring you up. Just pry yourself up. Same thing you did changing from sitting to standing. That's right. And you can balance on the femur heads. Now you can watch the central axis be vertical. And the puppeteer supporting you at the manubrium. And you let your ribs rest in your spine. Just let them settle back in the spine. As the spine elongates, which brings it in closer to the central axis, and the ribs again will rest against the spine. And they're getting their tensile support from the manubrium. And now let's cycle the arms above the head, thinking up the front and down the back. Now watch those shoulder blades floating down to your heels as you blow through the imaginary straw. Blow. Into the blow and let your arms drop. Now with soft elbows, slide your scapula up over the ribs and then let your arms drop. And again, just slide the scapula, let them slip up over the ribs easily, and then drop. Okay, let's help our partners into constructive rest and we'll work on them. You're welcome.